Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure. But it is important, though, you're the partner on top. The receiving partners are not controlling the rhythm. Like, that's why reverse cowgirl can feel so new, so fresh. You're in charge if you're on top. That's the fun part, is that you are free here to move about the cabin. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. Sex is play, but certain sex positions feel more like work, right? Whether it's reverse cowgirl or 69, you might feel a bit awkward. You know, you don't know exactly what you're doing. You don't want to throw your back out. But that doesn't mean you have to keep doing the same safe positions over and over and over again. Well, that's why today's show is all about helping you experiment and making the most challenging positions feel smooth and easy. No physics degree required. Learn how to make reverse cowgirl less confusing and more sexy. How to execute the Kivin method on a vulva owner. How to 69 without feeling like you're multitasking. And how to have sweaty, sexy shower sex without breaking anything. Plus, we reveal the most searched sex positions by U.S. state. Pennsylvanians love their oral, and those Texans are pretty dexterous, y'all. Intentions with Emily. For each episode, join me in setting an intention for the show. So when you're listening, what do you want to get out of this episode? Well, my intention is to simply simplify these sex positions and your common questions about them so you can try it next time with your partner and find that variety that so many of us crave in our relationships. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen. My new article, Ask Emily, How Do I Deal with Anxiety During Sex, is up at sexwithemily.com. And also check out my YouTube channel for more sex tips and advice. If you want to ask me a question, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX, or 559-825-5739, or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. I have a great show for you today because a lot of you email us about sex positions. You want to know how to do them, how to troubleshoot positions, how to mix up the positions that you've been doing over and over and over again. So I'm here to help. I'm just going to give you some advice on how you can master even the most challenging and fun positions. Because let's be honest, no one wants to be too challenging. We're always going to make it fun for you. I'm going to make it sexy and I make it pleasurable. And even if there's some positions that are intimidating to try or you've just been nervous to try a new one, I'm going to give you some confidence so you can rock all of them. So I started by looking at the most frequently searched sex position trends. What do you think is the most popular searched position? It's reverse cowgirl. A lot of you searching reverse cowgirl and asking me about reverse cowgirl. So when you look at it by state, because we can also see who's searching by state, we all know what you're all Googling here. By state, Californians are most interested in cliff diver, which we'll get into. And in Texas, they prefer the pretzel position. I asked you guys on social how I could help you. Like, what do you want to know in this episode? We asked on Instagram. This is some of my favorite responses. Reverse cowgirl. Another part, one of you said, I feel like my rhythm is off when I ride. It's so hard to know if I'm pleasing him. Let me just take a beat here. Are you pleasing yourself? I promise you, the more that you learn to please yourself, that's going to feel really good to your partner. And if it doesn't, they'll let you know. Okay? It's not so much about pleasing them as it is about pleasing yourself. Doggy style. Doggy style. Everyone's always got questions about doggy style because it's not just one thing. We think we got to like get on all fours and like bark like a dog. But there are some variations to it. 69. Yeah, I get it. 69 is one of those too. There's some good variations on 69 that we're going to get into. Standing in the shower. Standing shower sex. A lot of shower sex questions. We're going to get into that this episode. And some of you find against the wall quite challenging. I could see that. You have to hold your partner up and maybe thrust or whatever you're doing in those positions. That can be challenging. Cuddling. Cuddling's a challenge too. If you're not into touch, I get it. Cuddling can be hard. Now, we had Dr. Evan Goldstein on the show a few months ago from Bespoke Surgical. And check out our podcast with him. It's called The Bottom Line on Anal, which you'll love this podcast, with Dr. Evan Goldstein. Because we talked about the state by state and how which states are searching for which positions. All right. So let's get into reverse cowgirl. I brought in my content manager, Amanda. I think, Amanda, last time you were on, we were talking about our pleasure planner. So I'd love you to join me here and let's talk about some of these positions. We can share our experiences. You can help me explain some of them because I get that positions can be tricky sometimes. In hearing them, you're thinking, wait, what do I do with my left leg, my right leg? So I just want you to know that we will have a guide that you can check out with our link here in the show notes and on our website, a blog that's going to follow along so you can actually look up what we're talking about.
Hi. Yes. So the first one on this list is reverse cowgirl. And I know that this is one that causes people a lot of difficulty, despite how popular it is. It's a twist on cowgirl where the penetrating partner lies down and the receiving partner climbs on top. But in this case, the receiving partner is turned backwards and it makes it very fun. It provides a great view of the booty. The penetrating partner can place their hands on their partner's hips. It works for vulva or anal play. And the receiving partner can set the rhythm. So that's, I think, what the person who wrote in mentioned. They didn't know how to control the rhythm, which I, from personal experience, I think is definitely a problem with reverse cowgirl.
Yeah. It can be confusing. So just picture this. You are, think about, we all know cowgirl, you're facing your partner, but this way you just twist around. So you're facing their feet. It can be hard though, because you have to be able to prop yourself up a little bit to move if your head's back on their chest, right? Like it's hard to do this one when you're sitting up. You're not bouncing up and down, you're leaning back. That's, I just want everyone to get a picture of it. But it can be hard to get the rhythm. There's a lot to think about. So how do we rock this, Amanda? What do we do?
I love what you said earlier about focus on pleasing you, because I think if you're on top, I do in personal experience know I constantly thought about my partner because they were always the one who wanted to do reverse cowgirl. But thinking about how you can make it better for you, whether that's maybe bringing in a toy. Now I really want to try that. I also bet doing it in front of a mirror would be really fun because then the person on top gets to participate in the visual fun of it all.
Yes. I love this. I like that. Adding a toy, paying attention to what actually feels good to you is important. I love the idea of the mirror because the mirror is hot. We don't talk about that enough. That there have been studies around this that have shown that when you look at yourself in the mirrors, particularly vulva owners, it's a really big turn on for us. I've done this. I do this often and I can concur. That's my experience. But you can also see what you're doing in this position too and perhaps help you position yourself better by, you know, like in yoga class, you're like, are my legs out? Are my hands down in the right position? It can be twofold.
Make definitely. Sure that you're not hurting. Yeah. The other nice thing I think about doing reverse cowgirl and doggy style, which I think we'll talk about too in front of a mirror, is you can make eye contact with your partner through the mirror or see how they're enjoying it. Because with these, we're not facing each other positions. You don't get the intimacy of something like missionary, but if you have a mirror, you can still get that intimacy.
Yes, that's such a great point. Because sometimes it can feel a little lonely in those positions, even though someone's pounding you from behind. You're like, am I alone? There's no eye contact. There's no intimacy. Are they just looking at my ass? If you have those thoughts, do the mirror trick. I love it. And add a toy, because you might not be getting the clitoral stimulation no matter what kind of rhythm you get. But it is important, though, that if you're the partner on top, that the receiving partners are not controlling the rhythm. Like, that's why reverse cowgirl can feel so new, so fresh, because it's a position that works best if one person is setting the pace. You're in charge if you're on top. And if you're both feeling comfortable, then you can kind of, your partner on the bottom can kind of start to join. But that's the fun part, is that you are free here to move about the cabin and move about the bed. And you know what just made me think of too, that a lot of people that email us, DM us with questions are like, I'm nervous, I don't get it. And what I thought about is, we don't actually give ourselves enough time to get comfortable in positions. It's like, again, going back to yoga class, you don't just go right into like pigeon pose, for example, when you put your knee down, you're stretching your hip, you take a moment, you adjust, you look behind you, make sure your leg's straight. There's all these little things that you do. But with sex, we figure it has to be like this perfect glide into the perfect position that should be worked into our sex routine, that I'm going to take some time to make sure that I'm comfortable. Give yourself a beat.
Exactly. And the more you practice it, the more you can discover how it works for you. Like, I recently learned that instead of sitting in reverse cowgirl, you can get on your knees, and I have better strength that way. I haven't been to the gym in like 2 years, so I have to get on my knees if I'm doing reverse cowgirl. Otherwise, it's too difficult. So instead of sitting down basically on their lap, you're kneeling on their lap, and then you can like put your hands forward, maybe around their ankles or between their legs, and then use that to sort of brace yourself and give a little bit more movement, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. I like the idea, yeah, of not only trying it on the bed, but doing it on a chair or the edge of the bed, right? This could be interesting.
Oh, I love that.
If you're sitting at the edge of the bed, you sort of have more leverage.
Yes, the penetrating partner can sit down with their feet touching the floor, while then the receiving partner sits on their lap and faces forward. That sounds nice. Yeah. I'm going to try that.
Try that one. All y'all, this is your weekend plans. Okay, we got an email here. This is from Alicia, 26, in Scotland. Hey, Dr. Emily, me and my fiance have been together for 5 years. Our sex life is great. We've started experimenting more, and it's helped our sexual relationship a lot. But recently, we tried the cowgirl position. I find it difficult to do, and it makes me feel like I'm bad at sex, as I'm very inexperienced in this position. He's very reassuring, and I want to keep trying it because I want to pleasure him this way, but I can't help but feel bad about myself when he slips out. Am I doing something wrong? Is there any advice that you can give that might help with maneuvers? All right, slippage is real. Slippage does happen during cowgirl. And just so you know, cowgirl is sort of the same as like woman on top, as we call it, but we should just call it person on top. What are some of the new ways? What are we calling this now, Amanda?
That person on top sounds great.
Person on top. I like person on top. Okay, so let's talk about slippage for a minute. Believe it or not, it has nothing to do with size necessarily. It's not anyone's fault. Sometimes size is not even the reason. So it can just be the position we're in. Maybe we think we have to be going up and down, or we are leaning too far back. And sometimes maybe we're going too fast. And I feel with this position, again, it's a great one to get in, get comfortable, and figure out what actually feels good when you can feel your partner the most, and when you can get the most leverage and angle rubbing on your partner's chest, like with your vulva. So meaning like if your partner's inside of you, sometimes it could help to lean forward and try to create like a 90 degree angle. And then if you can move back and forth slowly and making sure that he's still inside of you. And again, this is not like an up and down motion. It's more of a back and forth or grinding slow. I think I used to make the mistake of going really fast in this position, thinking it was a really fast position. But for me personally, I realized that I really had to make that connection of rubbing on my partner's like chest. And it's a back and forth. That also would divine, that would prevent some slippage. I also don't think it means the moment's ruined, because you could put it back in.
Yeah, you're definitely not alone, Alicia, because I think slippage happens all the time. And the best advice, Emily, I remember you gave about slippage is just to embrace the awkward moments of sex. because they'll happen, and you and your partner have been together for 5 years, so it might happen again. And I think once, this is what's helped me, once you realize that it happens and that it's nothing to be embarrassed about, you feel better about it. You're not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. Yes, you guys, remember, it doesn't mean sex is not perfect. That's why we posted on Instagram last week, sex is messy. And you guys all love that because you get it. It's messy.
Sex is messy.
You're asking really good questions. So thank you, Alicia. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, Amanda and I dive into positions to help you spice up oral sex. Don't go anywhere. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. All right, let's move into position number 2. And this is an oral sex, okay? So this is about positions that can help spice up your oral sex, how you're already doing it. Because we do hear from a lot of you that are just uncomfortable with the positions you're doing with oral, or you want to try something different. I really want to give you guys a detailed explanation of the Kiven method. I know I talked about this recently, and I was just sort of blowing past it in an episode. But I want to give you specific instructions here so you can also now refer to it in the show notes and on our blog. The Kiven method, if you don't know, I can't talk about this enough, that I probably first mentioned it on the show about 5-6 years ago, and we have never received so much interest, so many emails, so many follow-up questions. It was like, it was crazy. I've never seen anything like it in all these years because it works. It's a method that differs from traditional oral sex, and it's about going down on a vulva. And it just allows you to access more nerve endings. It's just a different take on it. And it's genius. So many questions from you, so many comments saying, oh my God, my partner finally had great orgasms this way, or had multiple orgasms, or it was just crazy. Oh my God, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to, right now, got to check out the video of this because I am going to use my vulva puppet because I think I can make this a little bit more understanding to all of you if I actually show you how it's done. Okay, so what happens is the giver, who's giving oral sex, is lying perpendicular to their partner, meaning that you're at a 90-degree angle. So you're sort of making a capital T with their body. So your partner's lying flat on their back, and you are coming in perpendicular, okay? So instead of looking upward, like between your partner's legs and looking up at their clitoris, you're looking at it sideways. You can experiment with which side you approach from because a lot of clitorises are sensitive on different sides. Think about the whole vulva. Think about the labia. Think about the clitoris. You're going to be moving like thigh to thigh instead of up and down from like knee to head, right? That's the movement, okay? That back and forth, perpendicular. you can choose what works best for you in this position, but if your vulva owner that you're performing on likes to have their legs more widely spread for, you know, stimulation, they could pull their legs further apart. Some people want their legs closer together because the sensation of the labia and massaging the sides of the clitoris can be a lot more sensitive that way. So just figure out what position feels good to you. You get to play with this position a little bit.
The key thing that I feel like you said is to lie perpendicular.
Mm-hmm.
That really helped me visualize it when you first taught it. So like you said, it can depend on the person's personal comfort. There might be some experimenting, getting into position, and you can use your hands. But the key is one person's laying down and the other person's laying perpendicular. So if you were to look at a bird's eye view, it's a T. And then you
hold
can
on.
Use...
I'm going to get a dog. I'm going to get a one of my dog's toys so it becomes okay. It's a lobster, but it's going to be like a person. So hold on one second.
Love it.
This is amazing. So this is what you have to know. You're covering more surface area, right? So normally you'd be like this, right? The lamb would be like, oh, look, that feels so good. And she's like, oh, that's my clitoral hood. Look at going back here. So what happens is you're covering more surface area here because you're going labia, clitoris, labia, inner, outer labia, back and forth and back and forth. And you're hitting all these nerve endings. And it's just this incredible sensation that you just don't, you kind of miss it in another, when you're doing a different kind of angle. So with your hand also, here's some other, some hand positions that are important to talk about here too. Your hand with, you could think about it this way, with your left hand, you can place your index finger and thumb on either side of the clitoris to kind of help it raise it up and help it get in place while you lick. But see what your partner likes. And just remember here, the clitoral hood, for some people, they have a bigger clitoral hood. Some people don't have a clitoral hood. But usually when you get aroused, the clitoral hood, if you have one, kind of peels back. So you just want to make sure that the clitoris is up and happy. Some people think that once the clitoris is aroused, they can find like feel two small bumps on either side of the clitoris hood, which kind of can feel like little grains of rice. These are called K points, actually. So if you're able to feel them, you can sweep your tongue over the clitoral hood in between these two points. But I don't want to get too technical now, right? So just remember that the clitoral tissue swells when it becomes aroused, just like the penis. It's erectile tissue. So just get curious at first and just go slow. And everyone's genitals are different. And if you can't find any of these points, it doesn't really matter. But just remember that the clitoris is going to start to swell. And when it swells, I also want to remind you that it's not just about clitoris that you can see, but this is the clitoral legs. This goes behind the clitoris. So when you're doing that, all of these areas inside, the clitoris has legs, those are also becoming aroused. So remember that, check in with your partner, play with your hands. You might just want to be using, you know, your mouth, but you could just kind of be playing and you could be massaging the labia and just get into the right position. And then you want to start licking. So you're licking horizontally in this position instead of the up and down. So you go like across the hood in like a gentle motion, you know, kind of like you think about like how you eat an ice cream cone, right? Going back and forth. And you want to try different variants with your tongue and pay attention. This is always the case, no matter what position you're doing, that you want to pay attention to what your partner is responding to and what they like. And I think that they'll pretty quickly, they're going to tell you, right? They're going to know.
I like what you said about tongue movements, like mm-hmm. licking an ice cream cone, but I bet you could also try circles or flicking. And if you're the one receiving, if you have a particular thing, tell your partner. Or you might discover you have a particular thing and you can tell them.
This is what kind of made this such a popular position, is that people discovered a lot in this position. They discovered, you know, I always sing on the show, discover your erogenous zones. There's so many different nerve endings everywhere. Play with it. That's what I'm hoping this episode does for a lot of you. It's just new fun things to explore. Listen to this, you know, episode with your partner and be like, you know, pull up the blog and use it as a guide. Because remember, when couples engage in new activities together, like even trying a new sex position, a new oral position, it's going to enhance intimacy and bond you in a way that you're both out for this same mission and this new goal here. So I think that that is such a fun thing to play with. Now, you could also, some other thing you could do is, well, one of your hands is, you know, maybe teasing the clitoris. You could also put some pressure on the perineum, sometimes known as the taint. It's that area in between the anus and the vaginal opening. Sometimes you could just ply a finger there in that area and just see how it feels. Gently massage the outside of the perineum, applying pressure. You can move towards the anus and just move in circles outside of it and just see what works best for your partner. All right, let's talk about face sitting, because I don't think face sitting is talked about nearly enough. This position, by the way, side note, popular in Washington, D.C., Iowa, those two states, there's a lot of face sitting going on. Okay, so on the DMs we got on Instagram, someone said, I really want to do face sitting, but I'm bigger and afraid of hurting my partner. Any tips? So we did a great story about this too, right, Amanda? We talked about this on Instagram once, but...
Yes. Big advice, I remember, that was really helpful was think of it as face kneeling. I remember you told me that and it changed everything.
Face kneeling. You're not actually just sitting like you're leaning back on a chair and getting comfortable on their face. Like, that doesn't sound good to anybody. Yeah, think of it as face kneeling. So you get to kneel on your knees, so you still have support. And maybe your hands are on either side of you. And I think that this position can be really hot, not only for the receiver, but the giver. And, you know, some people get off that this is like the person's throne and it can be very empowering. You know, you're kind of like the queen and this is your throne and your partner's, you know, pleasing you. There can be a bit of adjustment though to find the angles. So just make sure again that setup is comfortable. Be kneeling and position yourself over your partner by like straddling their chest with your knees and then scoot forward till you're in place. So that's the kneeling part. You're like squeezing in on their chest and then you're scooting forward.
Another tip I remember you offered, Emily, was to utilize the headboard or utilize the wall as an added support.
Absolutely. You want extra support. You distribute, because this way, I love having a headboard because then you could use it for extra support and you could distribute your weight with your legs and your knees and your arms. And then also like leaning into other parts of your body can help you distribute part of the weight. Just go slow and have fun with it. And just remember this, if you are on top and you are the one doing the sitting or the kneeling, that you are in control. Like, you're in control of this position. You have control over your pleasure. And you get to like move around in a way that feels good to you. This is all about your pleasure. And especially if you're someone who's used to being more of a submissive in the relationship or sexually, it's a great way to kind of unleash your inner dominant side. Because you are dominant in this position. And I think everyone's got to try this once, for sure. And this is for all genders. Obviously, if you have a penis, you can face it. I'm like, right? It's like, we're talking about vulvas, but I feel like it's a little bit different, but just don't be like, you want to still go slow and make sure you're not like choking your partner or anything. But this position I think is hot all around, especially if you take turns.
Yeah, it almost dips into a little bit of consensual objectification, which I think can be really fun if obviously both partners are down and willing to experiment. But if you're the sort of person who exerts a lot of control in your life, whether it's through work or through your family, and you get the break to have somebody else exert control over you by sitting on your face, regardless of your gender, that can be really fun and a great release.
It really is. It's a great, you're right, power play, power shift. Absolutely.
I also love what you said about how if the person on top is worried about applying too much pressure or hurting their partner, the partner on the bottom can still be the sort of one in control. Like, the person on top can stay still, their hands on the headboard, and then the person on the bottom can be the one to control it. Yeah, so you can kind of play with both.
You can play with it. That's true. You can't switch in that position. You can just kind of say, okay, now my position, now you move around beneath me. You won't really know until you try it. After the break, we get into everyone's favorite number, 69, and variations on it to make it easier for everyone involved. Okay, 69 position. It's popular in these states, Pennsylvania.
Wonder why?
I don't know. Why Pennsylvania? Okay, if you live in Pennsylvania, tell us why. Is this true? Is this accurate? So from Instagram, we got the question, I hate 69, but my partner loves it. Ideas to make it more fun. Listen, I think that 69, personally, is not one of my favorites because I'm ADD and I feel like I either want to be giving or receiving and I don't want to do both. I'm just going to say. That's just for me. And in porn, they always make it look really effortless. They're always in these super orgasmic positions. But I know that this is not everyone agrees with me. Some people love it. And I actually have found ways to work with this position. So I actually really do like it. But at first glance, I'm never like dying to do 69. But it's because it is a multitasking thing. So essentially, though, to explain it, it's when you and your partner are giving each other oral at the same time. But there are some hacks to make 69 more pleasurable and make it more memorable for sure. So look at why 69 isn't working for you. I mean, maybe you're just physically uncomfortable with the position. Like maybe you're propped up on your elbows or your mouth is getting tired or you're just not a big multitasker. And maybe it's all three. I think that I used to think that it had to be like someone's on top and someone's on the bottom. But number one tip is to lay side by side. So I think the physical mobility of it is what can make it really difficult. So like being backwards and on top of your partner can feel like a twister game. But again, think about lying on your sides. So then you're both accessing each other's genitals with more ease. And then you can spend more time making each other feel great. You know, you're lying next to your partner on the bed. And then you are, you know, flipping it around and you're doing some teasing. And then you, you know, start just, you can use your mouth. You can use toys. You know, you can use your hands. It doesn't just have to be oral. It's essentially at the same time, both of you are having your genitalia, whatever you have down there, stimulated. And it's fun when you think about it that you're both getting off. It's not like you have to give and then wait to get yours. You're doing it at the same time. So if you are feeling like overwhelmed with the oral aspects of it, I mentioned something I did with a previous partner, which really worked because I did not want to be, I love receiving oral, but I wasn't so into giving oral when I was really into receiving it. It was challenged. So we call it the handy dandy, which was essentially me giving my partner a hand job instead of using my mouth during 69. And he loved it. I had a lot of lube in my hands. And it was definitely a win-win for both partners, and it felt amazing. Toys. There's also some great toys you can experiment with these positions, like a bullet or vibrators or a stroker. There's so many great toys that are excellent. They have a penis ring, you know, and it gives your hands and mouth a break because they can get tired of this position. Yeah, Amanda, what about you? What do you think about the 69 situation?
This was a position that I did not understand the hype for so many years. I just didn't get it at all. But I do think that once I released the idea of making it perfect, like going as all out as my partner was, it helped a lot. So I think the idea of you don't have to go all out 50-50. If you can tap each other out, take turns, it's a give and take, but that doesn't mean that both of you are going 100% all at once. Like your partner can focus on you and then you get to enjoy it a little bit. And then maybe you return the favor and it becomes almost like you're edging each other, like edging 69. I think that's a fun way to look at it.
I love it. Explain edging.
So edging is when, I learned this from you, is when you purposely delay your orgasm. So you can feel it start to come. You can feel the build rising and rising. But then you stop the stimulation or you have your partner stop the stimulation. So you're either teasing yourself or teasing your partner. And it's like delaying gratification. So like the more you wait to have the cake, the better it's going to taste.
Exactly. But delaying gratification can be hotter to play with for sure. Okay. I remember with any of these positions, I invite you to have your toys nearby. You know, I can't think of any of these that wouldn't be a little bit enhanced and spiced up with a toy. Magic wand, you can always have that on hand. Or the Dame Palm. I'm sort of obsessed with the palm. It's a cute little flexible vibrator that gives you like broad targeted stimulation. It's powerful. It's rumbly. You can use it in your hand. You can use it, you know, on a partner, on yourself, and also the womanizer. The womanizer, whew. That suction feels so good. Now, let's talk real quick about the cliff diver and the pretzel. So think of the cliff diver. It's like doggy style. So the bottom gets on all fours on the ground, and then the top gets behind the bottom. And with proper lubrication, of course, and protection, they'll enter the bottom. And then the top simultaneously stands and lifts their partner up by the thighs or the waist. So their bottom can wrap their legs around the top's back.
To me, it sounds like a wheelbarrow race.
It's a wheelbarrow. Exactly. Yeah.
If you're getting in the position to do a wheelbarrow race, but instead you're naked and start getting penetrated.
Exactly. Okay. The pretzel. So this one, the person being penetrated, so on the bottom, they lie down on their side. And then the top person doing the penetrating holds up the partner's top leg and then straddles the bottom leg. The top then scoots closer in order to penetrate.
This sounds like scissoring.
Exactly.
This, yeah, I feel like if there wasn't any penetration going on, it would be scissoring.
Yes, it's a little bit of scissoring. So again, check out the images on the site. Check out our blog. We were going to help you all move through these positions. Shower sex is our last one. We get a lot of DMs about how do people actually have sex in the shower? I feel like it's such a struggle. I get it. Shower sex is also one of those things that you can be completely overrated because you're like, well, it's slippery and I can hit my head. And you hear all these like sex sent me to the ER stories because it can be difficult to execute. But it can be great because if you've got roommates or kids, you can get a lot done in the shower and it can be really hot. So here's some ways to master shower sex. You have to find the proper position, which means like you got to find the right spot. You don't want to stand in the slipperiest area. So try like a bend over position. So this is when the receiving partner, you're standing in front of the other partner, but you bend over and you put your hands on your shins for support. So you are holding yourself and you are steady. This way you like can't be toppled over. And then the other partner can use their penis or a strap-on to enter it doggy style. And so the person in front might be able to put their hands on the wall, which can help with balance, but just make sure the floor is not too slippery or you have a mat in the shower. You know, that can absolutely help with balance. And it's also a good time to play with oral and hand play. If you're using hands, start with some masturbation. Then you can stop for some oral sex. And remember that you have to use lube in the shower. I know you think that you're wet already from the water, but the water actually can wash away your natural lubrication. So it's important to have some lube in the shower. And silicone lube lasts a lot longer than water-based. But if you're doing oral, you can have some flavored lube, like by our friend System Joe. We like that too.
Removable shower heads. Those are always fun.
Yes. Remember, a lot of vulva owners had their first orgasms that way. And if you haven't, maybe you will have your first time having an orgasm with the shower head. So that's really fun. Remember, you've got a sex toy right there in your shower.
If the shower is small or you find it hard to do any sort of penetrative sex in the shower, I think it can be a really good place to play with hand stuff and oral. And then if you want to have penetrative sex, you can do that outside the shower. So make it a twofer. Do some stuff in the shower and then continue the session outside in your room. And that's pretty hot too.
Yes, that is hot. That's the thing. It could just be about the foreplay. You don't have to go right into penetration in the shower. And for a lot of you who email in and talk about hygiene, or I just want to make sure that we're both clean, and how do I get my partner to shower? You know, just take a shower beforehand. It's great foreplay. It's a great warm-up. And remember, toys in the shower, a lot of toys are waterproof right now. So we love the Mimi by Jeju. That works great in the shower, as does the Ditto anal plug is a great one to use in the shower as well. A lot of toys are waterproof right now, or water resistant, and you can leave them in the shower, which is what I do. I have some toys in the shower that are just always charged and ready to go because I like to masturbate in the shower because I like to multitask sometimes in the morning when I don't have a lot of time.
Emily, have you ever had a shower sex injury?
I don't think so. Have you?
I haven't, but I've been with people who have hit their head on a shower head and we didn't realize that he was bleeding until like I started getting covered in blood.
Oh no. And,
yeah.
That's scary.
I was like, what happened? Why are we bleeding? Did somebody get a bloody nose? But it was because somebody hit their head on the shower head. So be careful if you're tall.
This is it. This is why people are afraid of it. I think it happens all the time. Oh my God. Well, you're like, was there three of you in the shower?
No, there was only two.
Okay. I thought you said like one of us. So it sounded like there was like a threesome situation happening.
That would have been fun.
Well, next time, add it to the bucket list. Just remember, you guys, stay safe in the shower. I do like silicone lube, like I said, because it increases wetness and it amplifies pleasure and it lasts longer. But just remember that if you spill lube on the floor in the shower, that shower sex is slippery enough and it might even get more slippery. So be safe and have fun in the shower. have fun with all of these moves. And remember to check out our blogs and check out the, we'll put this in the show notes, right, Amanda, so that everyone can check out the positions.
Oh yeah, they can look through, get more details, and make it their project for the next few days.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to give you some tips for the week. You want to spice it up, you want to try something new. These are the positions to do it in. Let us know how it goes. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode. See you on Friday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Special thanks to Acast for powering the Sex with Emily podcast. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.